And emphasized from verse 6 onwards is the time prophecies in the book of Daniel. And Daniel is portraying God's people at the time period when these time prophecies were going to be fulfilled in history. And at that time period, God's people didn't understand him. That's why Daniel says, "And I heard, but I understood not," in verse 8, even though we've been told at the opening of the vision that he did understand. So Daniel's identifying God's people at the end of the world, but not the 144,000 at the end of the world. Daniel is portraying the Millerite movement, the beginning of Adventism. And verse 10 adds to this. It says, "Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand." What's being added to the story of the beginning of Adventism here is that there would be a purification process that took place in Adventism during this time period that the time prophecies were being fulfilled and they were coming to be understood. And sure enough, if you go into the history of the Millerite movement, there was a purification process. Sister White, on page 259 of Early Writings, talks about a three-step purification process, which was the three angels' message. William Miller brought the first angel's message, and among other things, it was a test. If you rejected William Miller's test and didn't follow on with the Millerites, then you weren't around for the second test when it came into history, and the second test was the second angel's message, when the organized churches closed their door to the Millerites. If you were involved with the movement at that time, then you had to make a choice of whether you were going to stay in the organized churches and leave the movement, or hang around with the Millerites and ultimately be when the third test arrived on October 22nd, 1844. The three angels' message were three tests, and Sister White says a variety of ways and places that these were tests designed by God to purify his people, and that's what verse 10 is speaking about. And ultimately, on October 23rd, 1844, the purification process had been complete, and the movement had went down to 50 people, and those 50 people, according to the spirit of prophecy and the parable of the 10 virgins, were the wise virgins. That's why verse 10 says, "The wise shall understand." The wise virgin shall understand. Sister White says the parable of the 10 virgins illustrates Adventism, and she says that it was fulfilled to the very letter in the Millerite time period, but she says it will be fulfilled again to the very letter at the end of the world. And brothers and sisters, if you're new to the material that we share here at Future for America, I would recommend to you the study that we do called Adventism's Parable, where we go in and look very closely at the parable of the 10 virgins, align the character